Today's sponsor is Hero Cosmetics. They sent us over the Mighty Patch, which is a hydrocolloid acne patch. I actually had a monster pimple pop up last night, so I stuck on a Mighty Patch original overnight, and this morning the pimple was totally flat. I have tried loads of different skincare products to try and get rid of a spot, you know, that popped up the night before an important event, and nothing has worked like the Mighty Patch. You can literally see the gunk on the patch, so you know it's worked. It's very cool and it's suitable for even the most sensitive skin because it only uses one simple ingredient. If you want to try the Mighty Patch for yourself, use code CRIMELAPSE15 for 15% off on herocosmetics.com.
I was acid for the body, not acid for the blood. You've melted the fucking carpet. Oh, hello. Didn't see you there, sorry. My name's Adam, host of podcast True Crime, never heard of it. It's called that because, as the innovator of the True Crime podcast, I'm positive that this concept is entirely new to you. Over the course of 20 or so minutes, my podcast takes a look at a true crime case, and I discuss the crime itself and the wider implications thereof. So join me as I do my best to keep my overly sarcastic, take-nothing-serious personality firmly in check whilst talking about some of the most depraved acts of murder from the UK and the United States. Just search True Crime, Never Heard of It on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Alternatively, if you were feeling lucky, you can search it on any other podcast hosting platform as it may or may not be on there. Now please enjoy the podcast episode that you actually came to listen to, which will undoubtedly be far superior to any of my content.
Help us get justice for this girl that she so rightly deserves.
Lindsay was found dead in a sand-filled bathtub on the balcony of Tatsuya Ichihashi's apartment.
Our daughter's murderer is still out there. We're very concerned that he hasn't been caught. We're very concerned that he might do this again.
Welcome to Crime Labs. I'm Eileen.
And I'm Charlie.
On March 26, 2007, the body of Lindsay Hawker was found in a bathtub filled with soil on the balcony of a fourth floor apartment in Ichikawa, a suburb near Tokyo. Lindsay had moved to Japan 5 months earlier to teach English. Despite almost 10 police officers at the scene, the killer managed to escape and evade police for the next 2.5 years.
This is Wrong Place, Wrong Time, the murder of Lindsay Hawker.
Lindsay Ann Hawker was born on December 30, 1984. She was the second of three daughters born to Julia and Bill Hawker. They lived in Brandon, Warwickshire, a village outside Coventry in England. They were a close family. Her sisters Lisa and Louise loved her dearly. After attending King Henry VIII Secondary School in Coventry, she went on to Leeds University to study biology. She was smart, popular, kind, and adventurous. After graduating, she left home to move to Japan in October 2006. There she started working in Chiba, just outside of Tokyo, in Koiwa, as part of the Tokyo branch of Nova. At the time, Nova was the largest private English school in Japan. Her long-term boyfriend Ryan planned to follow her over in the summer. They dreamed of travelling the world together before settling down with marriage and kids in their future plans. Lindsay had researched life as an expat in Japan. As a tall, pretty, and Western girl, she would have stood out. Western women are highly regarded and fawned over by some Japanese men. Lindsay quickly became accustomed to the different way some Japanese men had taken in approaching her, and she was confident she could handle it. On the night of March 20th, she was on the train home from work when she caught the eye of Tatsuya Ichihashi. When she got off the train, he followed her. As she collected her bike to cycle home, he tried to strike up a conversation with her. Initially, she dismissed him. He had said she was his English tutor. She wasn't. As she cycled home, he ran alongside her, trying to keep up the conversation. When Lindsay reached her apartment, he asked for a glass of water. Although wary of the random man who had followed her home, Lindsay allowed him to come inside where she knew her flatmates would be, so she felt safe. Maybe she thought that once he knew she was not alone, he would leave her be. In the flat, he sketched Lindsay's portrait and signed it with his name and contact details. Tatsuya asked Lindsay to give him an English lesson at a cafe that weekend, and needing the cash, Lindsay agreed. That night, she had messaged her boyfriend Ryan telling him about the incident, saying, quote, "Love you lots. Don't worry about the guy who chased me home. It's just crazy Japan. Miss you." Unquote.
On the morning of March 25th, Lindsay and Tatsuya met up at a cafe. She gave him an English lesson, and after that, Tatsuya said he needed to go to his apartment to get some more cash to pay her. They shared a taxi to his flat near Gotoku Station in Chiba Prefecture to get the money. Lindsay was due to begin a shift at the English conversation school Koiwa at 10:50, so she asked the taxi driver to wait while she went inside to get the money. After 7 minutes of waiting, the taxi driver left. Lindsay was never coming back. When she didn't come home that evening, her friends reported her missing, but the information wasn't passed on. The next day, when she didn't show up for work again, the school called Lindsay's dad and the police. Her parents knew something wasn't right. Lindsay's mum had tried to contact her numerous times. She said, quote, "I called her on Sunday morning, which was her Sunday evening. Thought she might be somewhere where the reception was poor. But even so, I was worried. I made 17 calls to her mobile." Unquote. The following day, Nova called Lindsay's dad, Bill, to tell him that Lindsay was missing. Lindsay's parents went home, and that evening the police came by and told them that they thought it was an abduction. Bill, Ryan, Lindsay's boyfriend, and another close friend booked flights to go to Tokyo. It didn't take long for the police to become suspicious of Tatsuya Ichihashi. He had left all of his details on a drawing in Lindsay's apartment. The police searched his record, and a year earlier he had been cautioned for stalking and petty theft. He had also been accused of theft and injury years earlier, but the matter had been settled out of court. Officers were sent to Ichihashi's address just before 6 p.m. on March 26. There did not seem to be anyone home, and they called for assistance. The officers were not permitted to knock without proper cause. 7 more officers arrived. Just before 10 p.m, while all 9 policemen were gathered at the address, Ichihashi walked out. He had no shoes on and a backpack on his back. When he noticed the officers, he made a run for it. None of the officers at the scene had walkie-talkies, so the officers outside of the flat were unable to warn those on the ground that Ichihashi was trying to flee, having escaped down a stairwell by jumping the last few feet and running out of the door. One of the officers grabbed him by the backpack, but he was able to free himself and escape over a wall. He was almost apprehended a short time later, but he managed to evade police by running through busy streets. The contents of the backpack did not suggest that Ichihashi intended to go on the run or that he expected the police to arrive so soon. He had vanished, but when officers went into his apartment, it became very clear why he ran.
Inside the flat, Lindsay's clothes were scattered across the floor, as were her passport and handbag. Police noticed that the freestanding bathtub had been removed from the bathroom and dragged onto the balcony of the fourth floor apartment. In the middle of what would have been a typical ornamental garden, a hand was sticking out of the soil. It was Lindsay Hawker's hand. She was naked, gagged, and bound with plastic gardening ties. Her body was battered and bruised. She was tall and had practiced martial arts, but her attacker was a black belt who had caught her off guard. She fought him bravely. Superintendent Yoshiro Sugita of the Chiba Prefecture Police initially said, quote, "There was no sign of strangulation and no sign that the body had been stabbed. Bruises on the face and in numerous places all over the body. We have found no traces of blood and there was no sign of a physical struggle. The victim was completely naked and her clothes were scattered around the apartment." Unquote. Neighbours recalled hearing the sound of banging and metal scraping as if something was being dragged on the Sunday night. Lindsay had arrived at the apartment that morning. She had been killed and buried under soil and sand in a bathtub. Her head had been shaved and she was tied up. Tatsuya Ichihashi had studied horticulture in college. This was something he had in common with Lindsay, who had botany knowledge from her biology studies. He knew that hair took a long time to decompose, so he shaved Lindsay's head. Her hair was found in a bag in his apartment. Ichihashi had made trips to buy garden soil, deodorants, a shovel, and a chemical used to accelerate decomposition in horticulture. Tatsuya Ichihashi was a 28-year-old unemployed man. He lived in Ichikawa, in Chiba Prefecture, just east of Tokyo, at the time of Lindsay's murder. He was born to wealthy parents in Gifu Prefecture in 1979, but his father relocated the family to Chiba Prefecture for work. His mother worked as a dentist. He studied horticulture in Chiba University and graduated in 2005. He did not work. Instead, he lived off an allowance from his parents. At the time, he had been in a relationship with a Japanese woman for over a year. Days before he killed Lindsay Hawker, he had an argument with his girlfriend, and she left the apartment. Ichihashi was estranged from his physician parents and his older sister. His friends described him as athletic. He was especially good at long-distance running. He spent a lot of time at the gym and had a large collection of manga, Japanese comic books, a lot of which were sexually explicit. Neighbours said that Ichihashi was a bit of a loner who kept to himself but never caused any trouble. The only time he ever caused a disturbance was when they heard hammering and dragging, sounds of Ichihashi removing the bathtub to conceal Lindsay Hawker's remains. Ichihashi had no prior convictions, but he had been cautioned for stalking a female university student and stealing cash from her place of work. Years earlier, he had allegedly attempted to steal a woman's handbag on the street, but the matter was settled out of court. When Lindsay went up to Tatsuya's fourth floor apartment, he had a plan. When they entered his home, he hit her in the face and bound her wrists. The autopsy revealed that she had likely been tied up and repeatedly raped and beaten for hours. The ligature marks on her wrists indicated that she had struggled greatly. An investigator stated that, quote, "It would have been a long and terrifying time for her, judging by the bruising on her body and the fact that our examination showed she was tied up for a long period of time before her death, suggests that she went through a great deal of pain and fear before she died," unquote. Lindsay's father, Bill, and her long-term boyfriend, Ryan, flew to Japan to identify her body. Her dad said, quote, "You cannot understand the grief. It was a numbing hollowness. We were in complete shock. Tears are what you see on the surface, but nothing can prepare you for that wrench you feel inside. It was a sensation beyond pain. I knew it was Lindsay because she was so tall and because she was my daughter. But she was so badly beaten. My life, my soul, just fell from beneath me. Her hair was wrapped in gauze, her body in a Japanese gown, and they had put a lot of makeup on her. They let me say goodbye and I just stayed there, holding her toe under the blanket. She was beautiful, and to see her lying on a mortuary table like that, all I can say is that it's a very dangerous man that did this," unquote. When Bill had heard that Lindsay had gone to Ichihashi's apartment with him, he said, quote, "Lindsay was not stupid, but clearly she was taken in by this man. The police have told us that the two of them took a taxi to his apartment. She clearly intended to be there for just a few minutes because she asked the taxi driver to wait. When she didn't come out when she said she would, he just drove off," unquote. He spoke of Lindsay's love for Japan and her life there. Quote, "She felt safe there, and I have to say, so did we. Tokyo can lull you into a false sense of security because there is virtually no petty crime. It felt as though she was in the right place at the right time. In the end, it was the exact opposite. She met evil, and all because she was in the wrong place at the wrong time," unquote. Lindsay's boyfriend Ryan was heartbroken. They had planned to travel the world together and he was due to follow her to Japan that summer. He said, quote, "I loved her so, so much. We planned to one day get married and start a family. That man has ruined mine and Lindsay's plan. He's ruined our dream," unquote. Mourners gathered in their hundreds at Lindsay's funeral at Coventry Cathedral in April 2007. Her parents released a white dove outside the service. which was described as being a celebration and thanksgiving of the 22-year-old's life. Reverend Tim Pullen, who conducted the funeral, made a statement saying, quote, "As the local vicar, I have been in contact with Lindsay's family since shortly after the news broke of her murder. This is a devastating loss for Lindsay's family, and my main role has been to offer some support to them in beginning to come to terms with her death, listening, talking, and praying with them." Lindsay's boyfriend Ryan spoke at the funeral saying, quote, "Now she is gone, life will never be truly wonderful again," unquote. Weeks passed since the Hawkers said their final goodbyes to Lindsay, and there was still no sign of Ichihashi. Julia, Lindsay's mother, said, quote, "No parent wants to think about the loss of a child, and in these circumstances it really is the worst possible nightmare. We're trying to get through it together. Every morning we wake up, and knowing that Lindsay was found in a balcony, we have to look at the balcony outside our bedroom window. We're not sure what to do, whether to tear it down or keep it. We spend each day waiting for the phone call to say they've caught him. We're looking to find an end to this, but until that call comes, we're in limbo," unquote.
Help us get justice for this girl that she so rightly deserves.
Tatsuya Ichihashi went on the run on the night of March 26, 2007, after police arrived at his apartment to talk to him about the disappearance of Lindsay Hawker. He wrote a book detailing his life on the lam. In it, he said that he knew Gaichoku Station would be under police surveillance, so he hid in bushes before stealing a bicycle and making his way on foot and by train north towards Aomori. He only stayed there for a week before he went to Shikoku. He took himself on a pilgrimage around the numerous temples in Shikoku in the vain hope that it might relieve him of his guilt and bring Lucy back to life. He said, quote, "I didn't have the courage to commit suicide. Turning myself into the police also wasn't something I planned to do," unquote. He had already altered his appearance, piercing his nose and changing his hairstyle. Police had released photos of what he would look like disguised as a woman or with various hairstyles. He was one of Japan's most wanted criminals, but he managed to evade police by wearing face masks and never staying in one place for long. In May that year, he went to live on a remote island called Ohajima after reading about an uninhabited island in a library book. Ichihashi kept telling himself that anyone in his position would try to escape. He still kept tabs on the investigation, paranoid about being caught. The Hawkers asked Ichihashi's parents to appeal to their son to give himself up. Bill Hawker said, quote, "We're disgusted. He's the only suspect. I know that Japanese society works on reputation and respect, but what respect have they for us or our daughter? I had a girl who would have made a difference in this world, but where is he? Somebody's supporting him. His father has refused to come out of his palatial home. The family have not offered any help towards the capture of their son," unquote. After failing to live sustainably on the island, he took a ferry back to Okinawa and worked as a labourer. He earned enough money to support himself and put money by for his next idea at remaining anonymous. Co-workers had nicknamed him Lanky because he was taller than the average Japanese man, and told the Japanese newspaper, Yomiuri Shimbun said, quote, "He was an odd guy, but I never thought he was the suspect," unquote. Ichihashi's father said that he hoped his son would turn himself in and be brought to justice, saying, quote, "You committed a crime. You must be brought to justice. I want you to atone for what you did," unquote. His mother had urged her son to give himself up, saying, quote, "It's Mum, Tatsuya. Dad and Mum have decided to speak about our feelings, although we know you won't like this. Please go to Gotoku Police Station and tell them the truth. Please," unquote. Tatsuya Ichihashi had been saving his money for plastic surgery to alter his appearance.
He had procedures done at different hospitals while on the run, and had even attempted to change his looks himself by using scissors to cut his bottom lip and a knife to remove two moles on his cheek. Hiro Masisaikawa, an ex-lieutenant with the Tokyo Met, told the Japan Times that Ichihashi was responsible for his own capture. A clinic who Ichihashi had approached to have work done had contacted the police and provided new photos of the killer. He had been going under a different name, but the police knew what he looked like now, and it didn't take long for someone to spot him. Someone spotted him at a ferry terminal in Osaka, and he was arrested before he could board and escape yet again. After the arrest, a Foreign Office spokeswoman said, quote, "We are glad and relieved that the only suspect in this case, Tatsuya Ichihashi, has been found and is now in police custody. We are grateful to the Japanese police for their efforts, and we remain in close contact with the Hawker family," unquote. After their son's arrest, Tatsuya's parents said they had been praying for Lindsay Hawker every day since March 2007 and hoped their son would atone for his crime. Tatsuya's father said, quote, "You probably think my son is a monster, but for us, he isn't like that. He was a sweet boy. These have been painful days for us. I cannot bear the thought of him undergoing plastic surgery to try to get away with this crime. Running away must have added to the pain and sorrow of the family of Miss Lindsay, as it has to us," unquote.
We just want to take a moment to talk about our sponsor of this episode, Best Fiends. True crime can get a little bit heavy. We all need a bit of downtime. I play my new favourite mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends.
I find it's a handy distraction when I'm waiting for the kettle to boil or for the baby to fall asleep. You can even play it without Wi-Fi, so it's perfect for on the go without using your data.
Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and mini challenges, so it never gets old, and no matter how fast you are, you will not run out of levels easily. Best Fiends treats the game like a service for their players.
It's engaging and fun. I like to play it in the evenings. It helps me wind down before I go to bed. It's fast-paced and the levels don't take too long to complete, so you can pick it up and put it down whenever you like. You can collect different bugs and they all have different skills, so you can use them tactically to defeat the slugs. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must-play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the or. Best Fiends.
The pain and sorrow of Lindsay's family was immeasurable. The Hawkers were a driving force in the investigation from day one. They never gave up on getting justice for her. They ensured her name and her life was never forgotten.
Well, the purpose is to remind everybody, both in Tokyo and also, that our daughter's murderer is still out there. We're very concerned that he hasn't been caught. We're very concerned that he might do this again. He has ruined our family. We would not like to see other families put through what we have been through.
And to say, please keep looking. It will only take one lead to find this man. And if anybody's watching this and is protecting him, don't protect him. He doesn't deserve protection. He needs to be brought to justice for what he's done.
We need your help and we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
While her daughter's killer was on the run, Julia said, quote, "The only way to deal with it is to counteract the way she died by the way she lived. We try to think about her whole life, not just the last 2 days of it. It is hard to keep positive, but we have two beautiful daughters and we have to be there for them. We have to focus on trying to find him. We are begging anyone who might know anything about his whereabouts, anyone with relatives over there or who has any idea of how he might be surviving, anyone just on holiday, if they know anything at all, please, please let us know. Help us bring an end to this," unquote. They spent a massive amount of their life savings going over to Japan to appeal for more information. Lindsay's dad, Bill, had even gone to the apartment where his daughter was killed. Afterwards, he said, quote, "I felt absolutely dreadful returning to the place where Lindsay was murdered. I did not want to go to the apartment, but felt it was something I had to do, and eventually I did find some peace. But when I look out over the balcony, I cannot get it out of my head that I am looking at Lindsay's last view of the world. Ichihashi committed a heinous crime, not only murdering my daughter, but burying her in a bath of sand before going about his normal life. He even visited the gym several times, knowing Lindsay's body was decomposing on his balcony and that children were playing nearby. Unquote. On the first and second anniversary of their daughter's death, the Hawkers and their two daughters travelled to Japan to pass out flyers and liaise with the Japanese police team in charge of the investigation. They started email campaigns and sent around an article titled "Don't Forget Lindsay Hawker," which asked the reader for help catching her killer.
As a father, I am so proud of her. To travel all this way to teach.
I miss her so.
I've had a very fruitful meeting with the Japanese police, and I have thanked them for their efforts, and I hope they will continue to keep the good work up and eventually get a successful result in this case.
Back home in Britain, they continued their fight for justice as members of the Warwickshire Police travelled to Tokyo to work with the Japanese police. The family appeared on British programmes, including ITV's This Morning. In 2009, when there was finally a true break in the case and Ichihashi was apprehended, Bill Hawker said, quote, "I'm so happy. All we want to do is see this man in court. I will go to Japan as soon as I am required to. I want to look Ichihashi in the eyes myself. I am so glad I can go down to my daughter's grave later and tell her he ran away from the crime scene and was running away when he was caught." Unquote.
This has been a long, hard battle for the Hawkers, and the battle is over. We've worked tirelessly as a family. We've never given in for our daughter. We've never given in. We wanted justice, and we've finally got justice. I'll also just like to thank the Japanese police. After a very bungled start my daughter's murder, they've got their man. They've worked tirelessly and they've eventually got the man, and the chief officer told me they would get the man sooner or later. We're just so relieved that this part of our life is over. I can go down to my daughter's grave this afternoon and tell her. Thank you.
I'd just like to say, you know, I'd like to echo what my parents have said, but also I hope that our case kind of gives other families some kind of hope. We thank the Japanese press, we thank the Japanese people, but really, it's us that have done this. We haven't given up, not from day one. All the sleepless nights, all the not eating, all the crying, all the tears, it's all been worth it now. And we've got what we wanted, which was justice for Lindsay.
Tatsuya Ichihashi was originally charged with the abandonment of a body. He was later charged with the rape and murder of Lindsay Hawker. In Japan, the maximum penalty for murder is a death sentence by hanging. In September 2010, Tatsuya Ichihashi wrote a letter to Lindsay's parents. Here are some extracts from that four-page letter, originally published by The Times. Quote, "I was evil. There is no one to blame but me. I will take the responsibility. I will never forget about her and what I did to her and you. And I will carry my cross until the moment of my death. I am sorry. I am very sorry. I am very sorry. I am very sorry. I not only destroyed her life, but I also changed your lives. What I did to her and you will never be forgiven. I did not understand whether it was real or not at the time. I imagined she would come back to life." Unquote. He went on to describe his life on the run, saying, quote, "Before then, I never had the experience of working. When work was hard, I thought her pain was much more greater than this. I was working in asbestos, dust particles and excrement. The harder and dirtier the work is, the harder I worked. As I thought this was a punishment of what I did to her, I wondered if this might be a repentance of my sins. However, that was not actually a repentance of what I did, because I knew that the more I escaped, the more your pain would increase. But I continued to say to my heart, everyone escapes, everyone does escape. But viewing from now, my conduct of escaping was really dirty. It hurt you deeply again. I am sorry. I am very sorry. Unquote. The hawkers rejected Ichihashi's letter and believed he was only sorry that he had been caught. They thought the letter of apology was his ploy to receive leniency in the upcoming trial. They said in a statement, quote, Tatsuya Ichihashi ran away from police and had plastic surgery to try and change his features and intended to be on the run for the rest of his life. We just want justice for Lindsay and are fully confident in Japan's justice system. There isn't any point in Ichihashi or any of his defence team getting in touch with us. Unquote. The pre-trial hearings began in October 2010. Ichihashi's defence team said that he would plead guilty to rape, causing injury resulting in death, and unlawful disposing of a body, but not guilty to murder.
The trial began in early July 2011, over 4 years after Lindsay's death. The hawkers travelled over for the trial. Lindsay's father said, quote, We are travelling to Tokyo today for the trial of Ichihashi, and we are hoping to get justice for our daughter. That has always been our aim. We are a very strong family, and we are going to see this through to the end. All we want is justice for Lindsay. Unquote.
We're hoping to get justice for our daughter. That has always been our own aim, our only aim. I can't say anything else other than that today. But we're a strong family and we're going to see this through to the end. All we want is justice for Lindsay.
In the Japanese court system, there are victim participants. They're able to, at the discretion of the court, question the defendant and give their opinions on sentencing. Lindsay's parents were classed as victim participants during Ichihashi's trial. It was also one of the first high-profile trials under a new system that allowed ordinary Japanese citizens to form a panel along with three judges to pass judgments and sentencing. Lenient sentences are considered in cases where the families of victims accept an apology from the defendant. The hawkers did not accept Ichihashi's apology and asked the court to impose the harshest sentence possible because of the violence of the crime he committed and how he ran away after killing Lindsay. The death sentence is normally given to serial killers in Japan, and knowing the charges and sentence he faced, Tatsuya made efforts to apologise and earn forgiveness from the hawkers. As he entered the court on the first day, he fell to his knees in front of the hawkers and repeatedly bowed an apology. He had to be dragged away by court officers as the hawkers covered their eyes so they didn't have to see his attempts to gain leniency. Tatsuya took to the stand to tell his side of the story. Through tears, he said, quote, I did not intend to kill her, but I am responsible for her death. I am very sorry for what I did. I was the one who raped Lindsay. I was the one who put her through a scary experience and took her life. Yes, I raped her. Yes, I agree that Lindsay died because of my actions, but I did not mean to kill her. Only Lindsay and I know what really happened that day, but she can no longer speak for herself because of me. It is my responsibility to tell the truth throughout this trial. Unquote. The defense said that Ichihashi did not intend to kill Lindsay and had accidentally suffocated her while trying to keep her from calling out for help. They also said that Ichihashi had attempted to revive her. Ichihashi had testified that after he raped Lindsay, he tied her up and was speaking to her for hours, asking for forgiveness. The autopsy showed that Lindsay had been strangled with such force that the cartilage in her neck was broken. She was beaten for hours and bound with plastic ties while being subjected to sexual assaults. It would have taken at least 3 minutes for Lindsay to die when she was strangled. The judge said that this reflected clear premeditation to kill. Tatsuya Ichihashi had written a book about his life on the run. It was released months before the trial. Ichihashi claimed the book was an act of contrition. and promised to donate the money earned to the hawkers. Bill Hawker said to the court, quote, "I don't want anything off Ichihashi. I only want justice for my daughter. He wouldn't have made any money if he hadn't murdered my daughter." Unquote. Lindsay had been sadistically beaten and could have survived for hours before she was killed. Her family had been concerned that she was buried alive, but this was not the case. She was placed in the bathtub after her death. There was support for Tatsuya Ichihashi despite his horrific crime. Online, he had garnered the attention and affection of women who had dubbed him Lord Ichi and fawned over the killer's sorrowful face. His old karate teacher was the head of a support group raising money for his trial and said, quote, "He is not a monster. He's a young man who made a terrible mistake," unquote. The judge and jury saw through the defendant's testimony, which contradicted the evidence that he had intended to kill Lindsay after raping her, then hid her body to avoid being caught. The trial consisted of just 6 sessions before judgment was passed. Tatsuya Ichihashi was convicted of the rape and murder of Lindsay Ann Hawker.
The Hawkers have been asked how Lindsay's death affected them. Her father said, quote, "We live in a different world now. Our close family don't know how to approach us. We don't go out because people don't know what to say to us. I have to take drugs to counter my depression, and I feel constantly angry. They say time heals when you have a tragedy like this, but it doesn't." Unquote. Julia Hawker has been unable to take a bath or step foot on the family balcony after her daughter's death. In response to the prosecutor's question, she said, quote, "I don't know how anyone can begin to imagine how shocking it is to receive the news that your child has died." "When we heard that Lindsay had been murdered, we were all totally devastated. We couldn't sleep or eat, and I was terrified of letting my other 2 daughters out of my sight. I blamed myself for letting her come here, and I couldn't take a bath for 2 years. We have a balcony and I cannot go on it anymore. If I get into an elevator and someone strange steps in, I have to step out. My 2 daughters, Lisa and Louise, have lost their best friend, and I cannot find the words to describe fully how this has affected our family." Unquote. The family had fought for 4 years to get justice for Lindsay, and they had finally gotten it. Upon sentencing, the presiding judge, Shinya Hotta, remarked, quote, "Shortly after he entered his apartment, the defendant administered strong blows to the victim, especially around her right eye. He also assaulted other parts of her body and used tape to bind her to stop her resisting when he raped her. He raped her to satisfy his sexual desire, then tried to cover up the rape by killing her. He then attempted to conceal the murder by abandoning her body. The crime was inexcusable and savage. Ichihashi has repeated irrational, unnatural statements that are contradicted by the evidence. We do not believe that he has reflected on his crime from the bottom of his heart." Unquote. Ichihashi was sentenced to life in prison. When explaining why he was not sentenced to death, the judge said, quote, "Ichihashi has no criminal record and is not a criminal by nature. He is still young. Perhaps he has a chance to make a new start or to be corrected." Unquote. Speaking after Ichihashi was sentenced, Lindsay's father said, quote, "We have waited 4.5 years to get justice for Lindsay, and today we have achieved this. We are very pleased. I'd like to thank the Japanese police who never stopped looking for Ichihashi. Lindsay loved Japan, and you never let her down." Unquote.
"We've waited a long time for today. We've waited 4.5 years to get justice for Lindsay, and we have achieved that today, and we're very pleased."
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Tatsuya Ichihashi launched an appeal a year after he was sentenced. arguing that the sentence was too harsh and that he did not intend to kill Lindsay Hawker. Judges at Tokyo High Court rejected his appeal and the sentence was upheld. He will be eligible for parole next year under Japan's sentencing laws, but it is likely he will serve at least 20 years. The Hawkers will live out their lives with a harsher sentence, life without Lindsay. Lindsay Hawker was a remarkable young woman who stood out from the crowd no matter where she went. She was beautiful and kind. Her father paid tribute to her by saying, quote, "She didn't want to go travelling like all her friends. She wanted to give something back. That was what she was like. She could have done anything, but she really wanted to be a teacher. During her summer holidays, she taught disabled children how to swim." Unquote. The Hawkers never gave up fighting for Lindsay. They spent their life savings and pension funds ensuring their daughter got the justice she deserved. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please follow us on social media at Crime Labs and at Crime Labs Pod. You can join us on Patreon if you like. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review. Stay safe, stay home.